Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury. It's July 16th, 2014, and we're talking with Gil Hallows. Now, Gil is the executive director of Legacy Outdoor Adventures in Utah, but he's also the chairperson for the Wilderness Symposium that'll be coming up later on. It's an annual event. So, Gil, could you welcome first? Glad to have you here.
Well, thanks, Lon, and thanks for this opportunity to talk a little bit about the upcoming symposium.
Okay, well, just what's this all about?
Well, let me start by saying the Wilderness Therapy Symposium started 10 or 11 years ago. Rob Meltzer and Naropa University collaborated in starting the symposium. Here several years ago, the Outdoor Behavioral Health Care Council had the opportunity to take on the symposium. This will be our third year that the OBH Council has put on the symposium. The last 2 years we've kept it in Boulder, and this year for the first time we're moving it to Park City, Utah.
So just who is this for, and then what will they be doing?
The symposium brings together a wide range of people with a wide range of interests that have in common the interest in using the wilderness as a healing tool. The primary representation at the symposium will be wilderness therapy programs from across the country. But also included will be a whole range of referring professionals, therapists, academicians, those who run programs that are devoted to offering rites of passage experiences, so the whole spectrum of people who have an interest in wilderness therapy, broadly defined. And pertaining to the wilderness therapy programs that will send people to the symposium, there is a particularly large representation from field guides, field staff, those who are working on the ground directly with clients in wilderness therapy, which sets the symposium apart as somewhat unique among all of the conferences that are available for people to attend.
So this is a sort of situation a person could come and networking. I'm sure it's very good for networking and learn some wilderness skills. Aren't there some workshops on various things? Anything from maybe doing creating a fire by a bow drill to the philosophy of it. What all are some of the workshops are going to be having?
There's a whole range of workshops. And they're 1.5 hour, 3 hour, and 6 hour length workshops. The workshops cover the whole spectrum of topics pertaining to wilderness therapy. All the way from reporting on research, there will be a heavy research component, including a full day of the pre-symposium. One of the pre-symposium workshops will be a full day devoted to research. There will be a number of experiential workshops, some that are off-site and are a full 6 hours. Many are right there on-site, 1.5 and 3 hours. So there will be something that will appeal to the interests of virtually everyone who has anything to do with wilderness therapy.
Well, I'm impressed. A six-hour workshop, that's serious. If somebody wants to get serious about learning new things, that should keep them satisfied.
Yes, and in fact, those are all very experiential. There are such things as making your own flute and learning how to use flute making therapeutically. Rock climbing and how to make rock climbing a therapeutic experience are a couple of examples that spring to mind on the six-hour workshops.
Okay, you mentioned the research, heavy research. Could you spend a little bit of time and tell me what research is being done and what's either the Wilderness Symposium or OBHIC is involved with, and what are the results been showing?
Well, I will say that the Outdoor Behavioral Healthcare Council, it used to be called OBHIC, and we took the I out of the name a couple of years ago. So now we just call ourselves the OBH Council. It was founded in 1996, and one of the strong parts of the mission of the council is to, and always has been, to sponsor research, to generate outcome research, to help make the case that wilderness therapy is a viable treatment option, and in terms of cost effectiveness, is a cost effective treatment option. We've been collecting data from a number of the member programs for the past 15, 16, 17 years, and it has the amount of research being conducted has grown exponentially the past few years. For many years, Dr. Keith Russell headed up the research cooperative. A few years ago, that was passed on to Dr. Michael Gass at the University of New Hampshire. We have a team of seven, we call them research scientists, all of whom are doing research on some aspect of wilderness therapy and are publishing their results. All seven of these research scientists are PhD-level researchers and affiliated with a major research university. You can find all of their publications on the OBHRC website. It stands for the Outdoor Behavioral Healthcare Research Cooperative. And it's just a wealth of write-ups on the research that is being done in the field of wilderness therapy.
Okay, well, if somebody is interested in checking out the Wilderness Symposium or perhaps attending it, how would they find out more information, or who would they call, or what are the various ways somebody could find out about it?
Well, go to the OBHC or the OBHIC website, OBHIC. You can still find it through the OBHIC website. And there's a symposium link there that will take you right to the registration. Registration is open. There is an early bird discount through the end of July. There is also information on that Wilderness Therapy Symposium link on the hotel and how to book your rooms at the hotel. We're having the symposium this year in a place called The Canyons. It's a beautiful mountain resort near Park City, Utah. It's just 30 minutes from the Salt Lake City Airport up in the mountains. And it's at a beautiful resort. We have negotiated great room rates at this lodge. And so I would invite all who are interested to check out the website and come and experience the Wilderness Therapy Symposium.
Okay, and what are the dates?
The dates are August 28th through August 30th. Oh. The pre-symposium workshops are the Thursday the 28th. That evening we'll have a networking reception, a big group dinner, and then a keynote address. And I should put in a plug for the for this year's keynote is Richard Louvre, who has written the bestseller Last Child in the Woods, and many people will be familiar with the title of this book, Last Child in the Woods. The author, Richard Louvre, his view is that much of what ails modern day society in terms of the problems that young people are encountering these days results from not enough exposure to nature. And
okay.
So he will be the keynote speaker on Thursday evening. Then all day Friday will be workshops with a big social event Friday evening right there on the Canyons Resort, kind of mid-mountain. There's a beautiful lodge we're having a reception in. And then the Saturday morning workshops will continue, and the symposium will end about midday Saturday, August 30th.
Well, it sounds great, and you've just about talked me into making it down there this time. But I've been talking with Gil Hallows, the chairperson of the Wilderness Symposium that's coming up late in August in Park City, Utah. And this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report.